combination of soul, you have jazz, you have African music, you know. South Africa is very global in the music that you hear on radio. So I have grown up hearing all different sounds, and I've managed to then find my niche when it comes to what appeals to me and what comes naturally from me. One term I hate and I don't want anyone to use when it comes to my music is to call it world music. It doesn't really define anyone's music.
So the term world music must be annoying to you.
It is annoying because you have someone from Spain, they're called world music. You have someone from China, they're called world music. You have someone, you know, and all the sounds are very different from each other. People have to dig deeper.
Malaika.
Talk about influences, because when we watch you on stage right here in Los Angeles, we could see shades of Miriam Makeba, Dorothy Masuka, and all these big names in the past.
Yes, those are my mothers. I grew up on that sound, and I look up to them, and I'm very much inspired by them. Basically, I stand on the shoulders of giants, and they are the giants whose shoulders I stand on.
In your music, you know, you not only make music, I mean, you deal with social issues, you know, and some of these issues have really been written up in the tabloids. And talk about these issues you deal with in your music.
Well, I would say I'm quite fixated with the human condition, right? And I come from a very troubled and wounded people. I feel their woundedness very deeply, and I try through my music to bring healing, and through my activism to also bring about a better life for those wounded people. I'm a big education activist in my country.
Why education? Why not AIDS? Why not poverty?
Because education takes care of the other two. The reason why AIDS is an epidemic in Africa and not as bad anywhere else is because the issues are compounded by poverty. And when you educate a people, they can take care of themselves. And when people are educated and can take care of themselves, they like themselves better, you know, and they respect themselves better. They won't be reckless with their lives, basically.
You do a lot of touring outside Africa, you know. I mean, you play Europe, now you work in America.
Yeah.
But in South Africa and Africa, you don't really do that much. Why?
Well, in South Africa, I do quite a lot. It's the continent that I must still conquer. We need to open more doors on the continent. It is easier to get to Europe than it is to get to Senegal. It's a problem that needs to change. Africa needs to start trading more with each other, you know, creating more relationships with each other than, you know, you jumping the continent, going straight to Europe. But that is the problem.
Yeah.